Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday, and we still have no resolution when it comes to Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, and Russ Ball and their contract situations. Obviously, Matt LaFleur being the headline there, but no news is good news. We'll find out. News will probably break as we're live here, knowing my luck, but as of 5 p.m. Eastern on Friday, nothing from the Green Bay Packers, no reporting around the situation. So we move on and we wait and head into a holiday weekend where we'll have to be tuned to our phones to find out what's going on. Can't wait. Very excited. In the meantime, I did want to highlight a number of guys who have most likely played their last downs in a Green Bay Packers uniform. Packers, as we know, are a draft and develop program. And it is interesting to see how many different positions they have people ready in the pipeline, so to speak, ready to step in for guys who are going to be hitting the free agency market. We talked about this a bit on Packer Transplants, but I did want to kind of highlight guys like Romeo Doubs, you know, who you do really feel for the guy after the mishap in Chicago in the regular season. But he certainly seemed to pay as much amends as he could in his final game in a Packers uniform, most likely, there in the playoff game. Doubs was outstanding, and he did everything you loved about him as a receiver in the green and gold. Clearly had a very good connection with Jordan Love. Got to think he is going to get paid on the open market, and it's going to be much more than the Packers are going to be able to afford. But as we all know, they have prepared for this moment, eventuality, as it were. They drafted two receivers last season. They do have Christian Watson on a one-year extension. Jaden Reed is still in the building. So it's not like they're going to be bereft of receiving talent. And you have to think, yes, Matthew Golden in particular will be seeing a lot more opportunities with Doubs out the door. But Doubs has clearly done everything asked of him and had a, I thought, very good season. But again, you can't pay everybody. And there's certainly going to be plenty of opportunities for the guys who are going to be remaining in the building. You know, guys like Rashid Walker, who is kind of the flip side, where you got to think he played one of his poorest games in a Packers uniform there in Chicago on Saturday night. But again, guy in the pipeline and Jordan Morgan ready to step in and play left tackle next year. And I don't think that's a foregone conclusion. I do think there's a possibility that there will undoubtedly be some kind of competition there, but that is probably your odds on favorite for the left tackle position in 2026. And then back on the defensive side of the ball, you have Quay Walker. And I think this guy is a very interesting, I don't know, flashpoint after as much kind of lip service we heard from Brian Gutekunst over the course of the last year and a half or so, talking about how, you know, Quay Walker was going to be in their plans and he was part of their core group. And he did talk about it after declining to give Walker the fifth year option about how there was still, you know, a lot that they liked about him and how he was in their plans going forward. But now we've gone through that offseason and now this entire season without a contract extension for Quay. I got to suspect, you know, there's a very good chance he does see free agency. And that doesn't mean that he's absolutely gone or that he can't come back, but I do think they will say, go out, test the market, and if you don't like what you see, come on back at a team-friendly rate. But again, talking about the pipeline, you have Tyron Hopper ready to step in and at least help you at the linebacker position. Maybe not a one-for-one, but there's talent there. And I think Tyron played a pretty damn good game when he had to step in, albeit at a spot that he doesn't usually play there in Chicago. But you're certainly going to see some competition there. But I would be, again, surprised if we got, you know, more Quay Walker going forward in 2026. Obviously, there's a few more. I see people chiming in about potential cap casualties. I do think it's going to be surprising if Rashawn Gary isn't cut for cap purposes, or at least asked to take a pretty significant pay cut. And I've seen someone, so a couple of you already mention or pontificate that maybe Keyshawn Nixon might be a cap casualty. As frustrating as his play was down the stretch here, I don't think that's a foregone conclusion. I would understand it if they moved on. Certainly his play took a dip in the second half of the year, but he's only, I believe, like a $5 million cap hit next year at a position where bodies, you know, they get thin real quick when injuries strike, as we've seen throughout the years in Green Bay. A guy who knows your system, you're able to throw out there regardless. You know, I do think there's a chance they keep him around, but obviously that's just guesswork on my part. Hello to everybody in the comment section. So good to see you all. We got some Bears fans in here because they got nothing better to do with their lives, which I get. I understand. It's a lot in life, and you got to deal with it. Whatever you got to do, man, to get you through the afternoon and through the weekend is hang out at a Packers place because that's all you've got. It's good stuff. I understand. It's a lonely world. Before we get going to your questions and comments, you guys know we got to give a shout out to our friends over at ThetaCare. With ThetaCare Orthopedic Care, championship level care is delivered to every fan and every athlete. Whether you're dealing with a nagging injury or recovering from surgery, the ThetaCare team is ready to help you heal smart and get back in the game. Because in Wisconsin, folks play hard and recover harder. ThetaCare, proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. All right, folks, let's get to your questions, comments, concerns, what have you. Adam starting us off. What's up, man? Did you hear Domofsky's rant on Wilde and Tausch show? He was very angry on the Rizzi story and went after Justice Moscapa. It was both funny and surreal. Didn't understand why Rob was so mad, though. Yeah, Rob is one of one. Love you, Rob. Yes, I did hear it. I had many people mention it to me as soon as it happened, and I went and listened, and I texted Rob and I said, man, you were on a heater today. You know, look, I do remember when Corey and I first started Cheesehead TV way back in 2007. And we went after Rob quite a bit when we first started. And then eventually we worked up the courage to ask him to come on our show, which he did. And I'll never forget, he was signing off and we said, you know, we love the work you do. And he said, that's not what Google says. Because it's true, we had really kind of attacked him on a few things. But having gotten to know Rob now over the course of, approaching 17, 18 years, you know, sometimes he can have a short little fuse, and sometimes it pops, and it felt like it did today. It's funny, though, the Rizzi thing, it's like we talked about that here on Packers Daily yesterday. I said the same thing Rob did. I didn't blow a gasket when I said it, but that he's heard the same thing I've heard. Rizzi used the Packers for leverage. I do think, you know, this story about the Packers being cheap to Rizzi has gotten repeated so much that it kind of drives you nuts, you know? So either Rob just had a moment. It's quite all right. As far as the Justice Moscapa thing, I mean, it's clear he doesn't know how to pronounce his name. I know that if Justice were to come to Green Bay and start covering the Packers in person and be in that media auditorium every day, he and Rob would get along famously. Rob is always a little rough on newcomers. He's a little bristly, a little gruff. He can be at times, but he's a big teddy bear. He's fine. Soder, what's going on, man? This whole Matt LaFleur thing is starting to take on the stench of the way Mike Brown operates. Not really feeling Ed policy right now. But it's not just LaFleur, though. That's kind of what I keep trying to come back to here. If it was as simple as, oh, here's the market, here's the coach, sign the deal and let's go, I think it would have been done by now. But I do think there are a lot of other levers that are trying to get pulled here with the general manager and with the cap guru, both needing some kind of contract attention as well. And who knows? I know there's been a lot of smoke about the potential changing of the hierarchy, and maybe that's part of the conversation. So I think there are just lots of different things in play. And that's before we even get to the conversation about the assistants, the fact that Jeff Hafley is interviewing for like 5 or 6, 7 different jobs. I just think there's a lot of balls in the air, and it's not as kind of straightforward and as easy as maybe we would hope or like it to be. FMCH, what's going on, man? Hi, Nags. Got a lot of young players that I'm looking forward to watching next season. Future's so bright, I got to wear shades. Random Packer, Phil McConkey. Look at you. Yeah, there is a lot of young talent ready to kind of take the stage, as it were. I mentioned Tyron Hopper. You mentioned Matthew Golden. I do think it's going to be exciting getting to see some of these guys play. Hopefully Jordan Morgan really settles in there at left tackle, because I thought he played well in his one game he got to play at left tackle in Minnesota. A very good defensive front in their building, and he held up really well. Here's hoping he's able to start at left tackle this summer when they get there for camp, and he just set it and forget it, and he's the at left tackle only. Because I do think he can be a good left tackle in the league. E4, what's going on, man? Will the NFL start to GoFundMe page to help advertisers with a huge hit they suffer when the Packers are knocked out of the playoffs? I think they're going to be okay, but we'll check with the league office. Mike, what's going on? Thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. My soul still hurts, but as the title says, it is time to move on. Appreciate the hell out of you guys at Cheesehead TV. You're second to none. It's really nice of you, Mike. Thank you so much for the kind words, and thanks for the support. Really appreciate it, man. Joe, what's up? Always feared allowing a butt kiss to infiltrate Packers coaching staff would come back to haunt us. Random Packer, Will Whitaker. Ooh, Whitaker was rough. Yeah, the butt kiss thing is interesting, and I got to think that's potentially one of the guys that they're talking about as far as the staff and potentially moving on. It's hard for me to get too down on butt kiss because you've seen him do some good work over his time in Green Bay, but this year was a disaster. No question about it. RG, what's going on, man? Hey, Nags, I just want to say thank you for all that you do to keep us up to date in this crazy Packer worldly. I'll listen to your podcast every day. I really enjoy how entertaining it is to listen to you and Banky go at it. I appreciate that. And thank you for the support. That's a very generous super chat. I'll be here all off season, you know, sometimes a bit more than others, but Packers Daily doesn't go away, you know, and we'll still do Packer transplants probably intermittently throughout the off season as, you know, events occur, as news warrants. But yeah, you'll hear Banky again in probably about a month or so. I look forward to that. Alan, what's going on, brother? I know we're supposed to be moving on, but I just can't get over the fact that when we came out in that game in the second half, it wasn't more quick hitches and dump-off passes for 3 or 4 yards. Waste of time. Yeah, LaFleur got caught kind of the same way McVay got caught in the Super Bowl years ago, that first one that he went to against Bill Belichick. Once they took away that run game and stacked the box and blitzed from all angles, they really didn't have seemingly a short game to get to. You know, everything was still predicated on trying to push the ball down the field. And yeah, they never really adjusted to that. And it is frustrating as hell. I get it, man. I am right there with you. Simatovich, what's going on? Non-football, but are the LA Dodgers breaking baseball? Who cares? I mean, I resign myself to the fact that the Brewers, you know, aren't going to be competing for a World Series in my lifetime. So last year they had a really great season, a lot of fun, but I know they're not going to be competing for a championship. So baseball, let it break itself. I don't really care. Evil Badger, what's going on, man? Schrader brought up the possibility of a trade for Matt LaFleur. I think you mean Schrager, is my guess here. Peter Schrager. Certainly it's on the table. I don't think it's impossible for that to happen. It would be interesting to see how that would fall in line with kind of the job openings that are out there and who would give up capital and be open to that kind of thing. One spot I wouldn't, you know, completely rule out is Miami. They got John Eric Sullivan down there. Obviously has worked with LaFleur now for 6 years, 7 years. If he were, you know, gunning for it and open to it, maybe he gets through all these interviews and he says, didn't see anybody as good or better than Matt LaFleur, and calls up Ed Policy, Brian Gutekunst, says, what will it take to pry him away? That's entirely possible. Jacob, that is a very good question. How do the Packers improve the O-line? Find some stability. And I understand injuries happen, but the way they moved guys around, and I know they like to have guys that are able to play multiple positions. It is a requisite in Green Bay. But wow, I think they did themselves a real disservice with how much they moved young guys around. And then, I mean, it seems quite obvious when you're out there at training camp this summer and you see Anthony Belton, that's a guard. But they refuse to run him at guard until halfway through the season, you know? And then they've got Jordan Morgan that they've just decided they have to fit in there at guard to get him on the field, quote unquote, when he's not a guard. You know, and when he plays tackle, he looks like he belongs. And when he plays guard, he looks a little lost. It's like he's trying to fit square pegs in round holes, really, I think, hurt them a lot this season. Mike Witt, what's going on, man? Hey, Nags, what's your prediction for the Rams-Bears? I think the Rams offense is going to score a lot of points versus that Bears suspect defense, 34-24 Rams. I would love that outcome, obviously. I don't think it's going to be as easy as maybe one would think, simply because it is going to be cold and it is going to be windy. And I know Stafford can throw in the cold, in the wind. Like, that is not a major concern. But things do tend to be a little bit more laborious when it's nasty out. Now, I don't know if it's supposed to be like heavy snow or anything like that. But I do think, yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch, you know, Stafford and Davante Adams going to work, you know, along with obviously Nacua. But I do think, you know, there's a very, very good possibility that it's a little lower scoring than maybe most people are expecting simply because of the elements. But we'll see. Oh, Samber, no. Do I think Love would follow Matt if he moves on? Absolutely not. He's under contract with Green Bay. He'll be the Packers quarterback for the next number of years. Now, Jordan Love's not going anywhere. Rob Kress says, bring back Jenkins. Very much doubt it, man. I suspect he'll be a cap casualty. Obviously, the move to center did not work. It was hard to watch at times. And now he's going to be coming off of an injury. And you got to suspect they will cut him for cap purposes. Maybe they bring him back on a cheap deal if he's amiable to it. But I suspect he'll want to go and sign one last contract somewhere and get his last kind of big, relatively big payday. I can't imagine him coming back to Green Bay on a cheap deal. That would be a surprise. Scotty, what's up? I don't get the Love hate. I think he is far from the problem. He is our QB. Oh, he is not a problem at all. He is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And anyone who tells you otherwise doesn't know ball. Jordan Love is legit as hell. And they wasted a great performance from Jordan on Saturday night. Simitovich, when do we get your draft crush that we 100% won't get? I'm working towards it. I'm working up to it. Hey, man. It's 2 years in a row now they've drafted one of my crushes. I mean, Savion Williams this year and Oladapo last year. Anything is possible. But yeah, well, I'll lay that out soon enough. No question about it. Carter, it's a fair question. How much of the line dysfunction is on Luke Butkus? It's impossible to say without being in the meeting rooms, without being at practice, and seeing what he's doing. As far as emphasis goes, the teaching techniques and things like that. But man, the results certainly weren't good this year, and it is a results-based business. And it is, again, potentially something they're talking about as far as staff movements and what maybe Policy and Gutekunst are talking to LaFleur about having to do with his staff. Probably, I would suspect, part of the negotiation. And perhaps Butkus is part of that. McKnight, that's an interesting question. Is there a Packers interview system to find out if prospective players have sense, football sense? Is it improving? Not quite sure what you mean by football. I mean, football IQ. There's lots of different approaches that they have dependent on the guy, especially in the draft process. That is certainly something that they talk about and try to get an idea of when they're talking to the prospects. Now, you don't get a ton of time with them. Some more than others. That's why you have the pre-draft visits, right? But yeah, there's a process that tries to weed out that idea that what do they know about ball? How do they know it? How do they come to it? This is something that I always find fascinating that really never gets talked about. I think Goody brought it up once, like 2 years ago at the combine, but you know, it's also, how do you learn? How do guys take in information, especially, you know, when you're talking about plays and adjustments and, things at the line of scrimmage or post snap or all the stuff that you have to learn and ingest. How do you learn? Are you a visual learner? Is it best to have something audio that you can have on repeat while you're learning, you know, while you're studying, etc.? Like, every guy is just a bit different. And the Packers do have a lot of different approaches depending on how guys learn. Again, that I find that fascinating, but it's something that never really gets talked about. There's a deep dive that the Packers do on each and every prospect. No question about that. Traveling Panda, how are you? Why is it blowing my mind that the Pack played less than a week ago? It seems like weeks have gone by. I said on the radio this afternoon with Drew, like, yeah, this week has been a long year. No question about it. Well, Fort Knox, I suspect you're going to die then. I suspect playing drinking game. If you say that phrase one more time, I may die from alcohol poisoning. Well, I would switch to water, but I'm never going to say I know this for certain when I'm just guessing. I suspect it. You know, you can try and turn that into whatever word combo you need in your brain, but I'm going to keep saying that because I do suspect things, but there's very precious little that I know when it comes to 1265 Lombardi. Most of us, we're all just guessing. What else we got? I like this. What I would like to see is only drafting O-linemen and corners. I don't know if we'll see that particularly, but I do think both of those positions are going to be top of mind while they're on the clock each and every round. No doubt about it. Jordan, can we please go back to the third quarter of the Denver game and hit retry? Yeah, that's where it all fell apart. We all know it. It's so funny because we always talk about the Micah Parsons injury for good reason. It's a monster development, obviously. But what I think a lot of people forget is that the same game Zach Tom goes down in. You lose your best offensive lineman and your best defensive player in the same game. It's not a coincidence that they end up going 0-5 after that. You know, now, should they have? Absolutely not. Should have won that first game in Chicago. Dobbs, all he has to do is fall on that onside kick. But it's very clear that, yeah, everything changed there in Denver. Mike Witt, what's going on? Hey, Nags, watch the replay of Happy Hour. That one guy on there is a way bigger Eeyore than me. LOL. Wow. Dog, you have no idea. We got some real Eeyores up in the chat in Happy Hour. No question about it. But we also have a number of positive folks. It's a good mix, I think. Go Bay, what's up? Out of 7, 25, 52, 55, 74, 75, 87, what number of them would be your guess we keep? Chances seem small. They improve in free agency out of second and sevenths in the draft, I suspect you mean. Thanks, Nice. Out of that group that you've listed, I think Nixon probably comes back. And that's probably it. That's my guess right now. And I know that's not comforting, but when you talk about, you know, getting help in free agency, I think they'll pick over the late stages of free agency, as we've seen them do throughout the years. I'd be very, very surprised if they did anything early in free agency. But as we've talked about, they have a pipeline ready. This has kind of been planned for. You know, it's not like they're without talent in most of their positions. Now, the reason Nixon will probably stay is because that's the one spot they don't. That's why I do think you're going to see at least some kind of, emphasis placed on the cornerback position, both in free agency and in the draft. Tyler, thanks for the super chat. All the Matt LaFleur talk, is there any update on Goody? Felt like he retired from speaking to anyone. But that's just the season, right? Like, the general manager rarely, if ever, talks during the season. His time is the off season when he's building the program and then training camp, and then he's done essentially talking to the media for a year. That's kind of what I was talking about at the start of the chat. I do think part of the reason it is taking as long as it's taking is that there are a lot of things that they have to work out as far as, yes, Goody's contract as well, not just Matt's contract. And there's also Russ Ball. Don't forget, Russ Ball, Brian Gutekunst, and Matt LaFleur are all on an even level reporting to Ed Policy. And if they do make some kind of change in the hierarchy, it's probably some things they got to iron out. Let's put it that way. E4, what's going on? Anyone figure out what Matt LaFleur's secret handle is when he chimes in on Daily? Yeah, it's Mike Witt. It's double agent. I love it. John Moore, thanks for the super chat, man. Let's not waste Whelan's prime like we did Mass Day. The Ginger Wolverine never got his due. All right, everybody. I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Real quick, New York Cheesehead asks, why not keep Enagbare? I think they'd like to, but he knows he's going to get paid on the open market. And I think it's going to be a bit more than the Packers are going to be able to afford. Now, maybe they get him under the wire prior to the start of free agency with some kind of smaller extension, but it would take two to tango. And I think, again, Enagbare, if he hits the market, he's going to get a good deal. So, yeah, I think they'd like to. I think it's going to be tough, though. Are we trading 9? No. They are not trading Christian Watson. Put that out of your mind. All right, everybody. I got to get going. Thank you so much. Please have a great weekend. If and when any news comes out about LaFleur, about Gutekunst, about anything with the Packers, I will be going live. So be on the lookout for that. In the meantime, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.